USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Rick Grenell, the former acting director of National Intelligence and ambassador to Germany, said on Newsmax Monday he hopes that when Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin testify this week before Congress, they are ready to answer very specific questions about the Biden administration's decision to close the Bagram airfield long before the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan.
Military leaders are saying, wait a minute, that's not what we briefed. And the political people inside the White House are saying, well, that's exactly what they briefed. And so we need senators and we need people in Washington, D.C. to zero in on this. Who's right? Who's telling the truth and who's lying?
Two people were killed in Philadelphia on Saturday, pushing the city's total number of homicide victims this year past 400, a milestone that has only been surpassed once since 2007. This is USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.